Ready?
Rolling.
Roll.
Don't use any of this. Don't.
Okay, carry three.
Five.
They love you. You know.
This is Princess Leia Organa. You're listening to Planet Leia.
Permission is granted to land on Planet Leia. Brought to you by Fantatrax. Here is your host, Claire Henry.
Well, good evening, everybody. It's episode 4 of Planet Leia, and here I am, Claire Henry. And tonight, it's just the European element of Planet Leia, because there's myself and there's Johanna. Say hello.
Hello, hello. Johanna here from Sweden.
We think that everybody's basically getting ready for Thanksgiving, getting themselves ready to buy everything and the Black Friday sales and stuff.
And eat a lot.
And eat a lot, yeah. Turkey, that beans thing that they do. And
Pies.
And
a lot of pies will be involved for a lot of people.
Yeah, there's a lot of preparations going on, I believe, on the other side of the pond. So tonight you just get the European element, and we're going to just chat about all sorts of different things.
Yeah.
And basically, what it's like to be a European female Star Wars fan.
Yeah. All the pain.
All the pain.
All the things you can't get.
Yes. So let's start off with then, because since we last had the episode, we were all a bit bitterly disappointed with what had been released on Triple Force Friday, except for the couple of Black Series. And then it was like Triple Force Friday just didn't exist.
It was so like quick and over, and if I hadn't known in advance that it was Triple Force Friday, no, I wouldn't have noticed it on the day.
No, because in the past, Triple Force Friday, everything's been either announced or released. There was just the figures and the announcement of the Jedi Fallen Order and a couple of books, really.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, there was a barrage of stuff came about a week after we recorded, didn't it?
Yeah.
So we had Adidas with three release dates of trainers. Did you see any of them?
Oh, yeah. And I'm tempted to the purple ones. I like purple.
So they're released now?
Well, yes, they are. They are released, I'm pretty sure. And this is one thing, we didn't get all the styles when I looked at Adidas in Sweden, but the purples were there.
Yeah, well, I looked at...
I think they were November 1st, I think they were released.
Yeah, so I think there was November 1st, then there was last Wednesday, and then there's another one coming up this week. That's the one I've got my eye on, because there's Endor Leia ones.
Yeah.
Right, so I think I'm going to go for those ones. Yeah.
I think it's hard because we also have Tom's Shoes doing their Star Wars collection, and you have the Hoth Leia boots there, and they look really nice.
So I'm going to say, for where you live in Sweden, they're probably a good buy, I would say.
Yeah, yeah. But those are the things where I tried to check them out now from Tom's in the Dutch Tom's, and they won't send it outside Netherlands, Belgium, or Luxembourg. So I'm just trying to find anything anywhere where they will ship them to Sweden. They are available in Europe, but not in all countries in Europe, apparently.
Yeah. I wonder why that's just due to licensing laws, I suppose.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, they look lovely. I've seen them on a couple of the forums.
Yeah.
Everybody who's bought them seems to be raving about them.
Yeah, and they are like the kind of nice, they look good even if you don't know the Star Wars connections. It's like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And I would say that you'd get a lot of wear out of them. That's the sort of thing. That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for things that I'll use. I'm not about keeping them in the box as such.
Absolutely not.
I'm more a practical Star Wars merchandise person. But did you see the little tiny Leia children's shoes?
Yeah, they were so cute.
Oh,
but my feet are too big.
Yeah, I did look to see what size they went up to. Not adult size. Toms, if you're listening, take the hint. There are quite a lot of women will wear those shoes. Yeah, I quite liked all the styles.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of like the sneakers with a print on it, because I usually think, nah, that's not the kind of shoes. I wouldn't wear that kind of shoes in any print, but a nice high top sneaker that is, or a boot is, oh, that's a soft spot for me.
Well, then speaking of boots, then we move on to Pozo's ones that came out.
Yeah.
They had the welly boots.
Yeah.
And if you check out Fanthatrax TV, you'll see me there with a pair of the boots before the prototype. They are lovely.
Because they also ran out of some of their styles they released now pretty fast. I think it was their highlight, because I was interested in them as well. But I'm always too late. It's like, yeah, I should learn by now. Like, hello, Star Wars fans, buy them instantly. You shouldn't wait a couple of days, because now it has happened with quite a lot of things. Like, oh, sold out.
Yeah, because it's like you forget about it, or you just haven't worked out the time zone difference or whatever, because sometimes they're released depending on what the time zone is. So there you are, you think you've got it all sussed, and then you just remember back to the fact that Star Wars fans, A, like to be early, B, Q, and C, will buy it instantly.
Yeah. At least I'm saving money since I'm missing all these things.
Well, I'm going to say my bank balance is thanking me for it. But I didn't. I didn't get the welly boots either. I thought, right, well, I'm holding fire, because I think the footwear that of the season for me will be the Adidas.
Yeah,
because I'll wear them to the gym.
Yeah,
I know that lots of people were sort of saying that they thought the collection was aimed more at collectors.
Okay.
Of trainers, apparently this is a thing. I've never heard of it before. But.
No, it felt a bit, like, for me it actually felt like they were a bit too sporty. I mean, I don't want to a shoe that's too sporty, but now when I read up and it was like, oh, they have this kind of sole and they have this.
Yes. Yeah, they were like aimed at, there was one of them was like a basketball.
Yeah. True. I think that those are the purple ones, I think.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Yeah. They'll be comfy.
Mm.
They'll be comfy. In the shoe line, we had Toms, Pozo, Adidas.
Adidas, yeah.
And then we all of a sudden, went Levi's. Did you see that?
Yeah. I'm not a denim kind of person, so I would never put money on them, but I totally understand people who really like those, especially the jacket.
Oh, the jacket.
Yeah.
So that is the one thing that I did. I went online on time to go and get it because it was available in the UK. Gone.
Yeah. I can totally see why. It's not my style, but it is a really good looking denim jacket.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely stunning looking jacket. It was, and none in the shops. I sent a friend out who was in Birmingham, which is the big city near me, sent her out to have a look. None, gone. The lady said that they went within, in the shop anyway, they went within an hour, and online, minutes.
Yeah.
Minutes. Now, there was still stuff left. The vintage Leia figure t-shirt, I got that in the shop via my friend. But the one that I haven't seen that they did announce was the Carrie Fisher special edition t-shirt, which, do you remember the picture? Do you remember the poster they gave out at the 40th anniversary and celebration? A slightly different camera angle shot of that. It's not been online. It's not been in store. Paul McHugh from Fanthatrax, he went down to the main store. They'd never seen it.
Okay. So it's ordered somewhere?
Well, it could be like the Adidas, where they're releasing stuff in time frames or whatever. The collection, I thought the collection was lovely.
Yeah.
The jackets were, I'm not so sure I would walk around with one, a big yellow lot on my back, but, and the jeans, I didn't really see why they were special.
No, they're a nice pair of jeans.
They're 501s.
Yes, That's a bit the thing with a lot of these releases, like why I really like the shoes. I'm not a person who goes around with like a big Star Wars picture on me. I prefer like when it's more subtle. So like the shoes, like they look good even if you don't know it's Star Wars. They don't say Star Wars in big bold letters.
Yeah.
And that was a bit what I felt like. And with many of these really nice t-shirts with Leia on them and other prints, it's like, nah, I would never wear that out of a celebration. So
no, exactly. I would be buying that t-shirt, that Carrie Fisher one, and I'd be wearing it to the gym or taking a PE class or on a non-uniform day in school or it's at a comic con, but I wouldn't be wearing it out and about. I like my Heroes and Villains handbag because it's Star Wars, but you wouldn't know.
Yeah, exactly. That's my favorite. I mean, I have quite a few handbags with Star Wars theme, but it's like, it's just one of them who actually has a proper Star Wars print on them. And still people just, it's one of these flower reprints with a lot of flowers. Nice.
One of the lounge fly ones.
Yeah, it's a lounge fly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's like people first see the flowers and they're like, oh, it's a Star Wars bag. And that's the kind of things that you really like.
I'm Anthony Daniels and you are listening to Fanthatrax. Well done.
Barbie dolls. I have one.
You have one?
I have one. I have the Leia one.
Oh.
And it is just...
Don't tell me that. I have...
My mum came to visit about a week ago and she went, is that a Barbie doll? I went, yeah. She said, well, that's only taken 47 years for you to have one. And I said, well, there's only one reason why I've got a Barbie doll, mum. And she said, yes, I can tell. So I got the...
Well, I grew up with Barbie dolls. I mean, it's the reason why I have all the 12-inch amygdalas, because they are basically Barbie dolls. That's what I grew up... I had so many Barbie dolls. I'm like, yes, and now they're wearing Star Wars clothes.
It is just... To be honest, I did kind of forget that I had ordered it, or I wasn't really aware of when it was going to arrive. So this box from Amazon arrived... And I opened it up and I was like, oh, so it's beautiful. It's all, the box is gorgeous. Even just the box is lovely. And yes, I opened the box. Why would I not? And so she's got big overstyled buns. The boots are to die for. The dress, the dress is draped. It's beautiful. It's like lovely round it. It's fitting. She's got a little handbag.
I mean, I have a lot of reference photos because, like, the customer, I wasn't sure about if I'm going to buy the doll because it's too expensive, but I immediately made a plan of how it's going to make it life size, and it's like, yeah, and that would cost a lot more than the doll, so
I'm going to say yes, it probably would. Because, so they have the necklace.
Yeah.
The necklace is, it's lovely. It's like a cup.
Yeah.
Or a, you know, so it's not a chain. It's, you know, it clips in. And then they have like little cuffs on her wrist. And then the belt. And it's all perfect. It is perfect. It is Princess Leia as a Barbie doll. But it's not the Princess Leia doll you got in the 80s, where it was that big, clunky, white, heavy boot.
Those shoes are old. But I have a plan how I would be able to recreate them, so...
Well, I'm more than happy to take plenty of photographs for you and send it over. I think there'll be a lot. I'm going to say there's bound to be a lot of them at Celebration next year.
Yeah, I'm hoping so.
And I mean, I know that it's the Darth Vader and R2-D2 ones as well, but the Leia one is just...
And from a customer's perspective, I would say the Leia is still the most simple one to actually do. For me, it looks a lot more complicated to make the R2 or the Darth Vader Leias because more challenging materials, actually.
Yeah.
So that's why I think it will be a popular Leia version.
Well, when I took it out of its box so that you could see sort of the folds and the drapes in it, what they'd done is they'd stitched it to the stand.
No.
So that it, you know, it kept its shape. It was very clever. But I have to say, I clipped it all off because I wanted to have a good old look at it. That was the other bit.
Yeah.
The boots are like crisscrossy, strappy high heels.
Yep.
It's
one you wish she would actually wear. I would see, like, in a comic or something, it would definitely fit
in. Oh, God, yeah. Yeah. So, yes, so I have to say, that is the one thing I have bought.
There's one set for stun.
Let's talk about Le Creuset.
Oh, yeah. They also ran out so fast. I would never thought it would be such a demand for, like, it's a pot. But
it's a ramekin.
But it has Darth Vader on it.
Yep. So, yeah, or Han Solo, or the three droids. All I wanted... I didn't want the pot because I'd bought the doll. I couldn't kind of then, and I'd remembered that the doll, I just thought, I've spent money on a doll. I really can't justify spending it on a pot as such. So all I wanted was the skillet, you know, the pot stand.
Yeah.
£15. Not overly expensive. Gone.
Yeah. But as I said earlier when we talked, I checked the Le Creuset page today, the Swedish page, and they are claiming that they are making new and stocking up again, so hopefully before the end of the year, at least for the Darth Vader pot that I'm interested in, because that must have been the one with the most demand. It was probably the one they also made the most of.
Yeah, you would think so. I mean, except they are handmade. It is a beautiful craft, Le Creuset in itself anyway.
And it's not so much more expensive, like I was in checking today, since I love those pots anyway, and I'm saying one day I'm gonna buy one, and it's like maybe $100 more if you want the Star Wars pot compared to the regular pot. So it's not insanely more expensive to get this one. So
no.
I might even get it into my Star Wars free kitchen. It's the one part of my home that's I don't have any visible Star Wars stuff, but I might.
I'm impressed because it's the easiest one to get Star Wars into. You know?
I have a lot of fridge magnets, but otherwise I don't have anything Star Wars.
Oh, I've got my Millennium Falcon flipper for my pancakes. Yeah. I've got my R2-D2 teapot. I've got my Millennium Falcon chopping board.
No, I'm very picky with what I bring into my kitchen, and so far, no.
Nothing has met the Johanna Nublis approval yet, but the Le Creuset does it. Well, I shall keep
But that's also why I wouldn't like to get the droid ramekins, because they would not fit in my kitchen.
No.
Also because they are, like, useless. I have loads of Le Creuset ramekins because people give it to me and say, hey, you like Le Creuset? This was what I could afford to buy you. I'm like, another useless ramekin.
Yeah. I mean, I quite fancy, to be honest, the Han Solo frozen carbonite.
Yeah.
I quite like that because I would use that dish. That dish would be used in my house.
I was actually the other way around. I didn't see myself actually using it, so then I would rather go for the pot.
Yeah, it's funny. You see, I would do it for lasagnas, roast potatoes, roast vegetables. That I would do a lot of roasting, whereas the pot in itself, I just would make, I don't know, a goulash, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah. I like making, pots that take hours to make, and, I usually do that. Like, I don't have a crock pot, so I actually do them directly on the stove.
Yeah, and slow cook it that way. And actually, if you're going to do that, Le Creuset is the right one to do. So we've had Adidas, Levi, Le Creuset, Tom's, Pozu, Barbie. And then Her Universe.
Her Universe, yeah.
A lovely collection. Four that we saw. Very geared towards The Rise of Skywalker.
It's The Rise of Skywalker and Kylo. A lot of Kylo.
Yeah. A lot of Reylo going on in that, I think. And which I think is nice. I think not available here.
No.
So should we just move on?
Let's move on to something we can actually talk about.
Why, you stuck-up, half-witted, scruffy-looking nerf herder!
Kind of do have to talk about it, but we're not going to... Don't worry, we're not going to spoil it in any shape or form. But we do have to talk about the arrival of Disney Plus.
And The Mandalorian.
And The Mandalorian. Yeah. And the bitter and twisted fans outside of the US who haven't got it yet. Well, actually, it's in Australia too, isn't it? It's in Australia.
Yes, it's in Australia, the Netherlands, for some reason. I mean, they even got it, had the beta version out, I think, even in the Netherlands. So they had it before the US. Yeah.
So reviews coming from Disney Plus itself, very favourable.
Yeah.
Everything seems to be available that anybody wants, and there's a way to request if you want something to be watched and all the rest of it. And then we have the launch of the first TV Star Wars series.
Yeah.
And within, I'm going to say 10 minutes, spoilers.
Spoilers, and not just people who couldn't keep it to themselves. It's like the Star Wars site, Disney site, all the major sites go out with the spoilers as well. It's like you can't get away from it. If you are on social media, you will get spoiled.
Yeah, you would.
I actually gotten more spoiled from like big news sites than I had from other fans, because a lot of other fans have at least been considerate. Well, they've said, "Oh, I like it. Oh, I have seen it," but not more than that. But then you have all these official sites going, "Yeah, out with images, out with everything," and you can't really avoid it.
No, you can't. I mean, you can't go on.
And I mean, the merch is out as well. Yeah. I was into like this here, so. The very small games shop we have here, and like, yeah, they have the pops with the Mandalorian and other characters. Are like, yeah, we shouldn't be seeing these ones for a couple of months.
Yeah. And all the phrases, everybody's using all the phrases. I watched the Star Wars show on Wednesday. I watch the Star Wars show every week. Absolutely. Go on. Everybody saying the catchphrases. I'm not going to say them in case anybody is listening. That hasn't seen it yet. All the catchphrases are there.
And also what I've noted, like, for the first episode that was out on November 12th, everybody, oh, we shouldn't spoil, we should be considerate. And they were considerate for a while, but now after episode 2 and 3, it's like directly out with everything.
Yeah.
It was like, yeah, we should get everyone the chance to go log into Disney Plus and then we can release it. Now everyone should have it. Let's just go out with all the spoilers. And a lot of images.
Yeah. T-shirts. Well, we saw a T-shirt tonight of a major spoiler in it. Quite funny T-shirt, but it's everywhere.
Yeah.
It's everywhere. I'm going to say that on the main, the reviews of The Mandalorian are positive.
Yeah.
Everybody seems to really like it. Seems to, Dave Filoni and Jon Favreau seem to have done an excellent job.
The one thing I only heard like a bit of criticism is that we're now into like episode 3 have been released and there are still hardly any women.
No.
It's like, it's a very dude show, even if it's a good show.
Yeah, well, there's been one person, I believe, one woman on it. But again, I suppose in a way, being devil's advocate, the latest trilogy has got a female lead. Rogue One, female lead. And am I used to, the thing about it for me is I like watching Star Wars.
Yeah.
So to me, I'll just watch it. And it's only when people say it is then when I go, oh.
But I also think it's important to remember that you can criticize things you love.
Yeah.
Even if you like it, you can criticize it. It doesn't mean that you hate it just because you have a criticism of it. So.
No. I'm helping run the social media now for Fanthatrax. And oh my God, it's a full-time job. It is absolutely a full-time job. There's three of us do it. And it's incredible. Just people like voicing their opinion on it. And you're right, from what I can gather. Should have happened sooner. But, oh, my dear word, somebody says something and then it all goes bananas. You're just sitting watching it just unfold and people arguing and stuff about it. It's okay not to like it. Yeah?
But, yeah, definitely. But if we go back to a bit more, not talk so much about it because we shouldn't talk about the show after all, like, I do wonder what are they going to release Disney Plus with when it comes here, because at this moment I really have no reason to get Disney Plus.
No.
Because I've seen whatever I want to see when it comes here.
Yeah, I don't need the back.
I saw some article claiming that The Mandalorian has even beaten Game of Thrones in being like the most pirated series of the year. So
why should
I pay Disney when it comes if they can't give it to me now when I was prepared to pay for it?
Yeah, and what I'm going to say as well is I've got every single Star Wars film
on
every single format. I don't need to hear quite clearly Greedo saying McClunky as he hits the table. I don't need to say that, but, you know, I'm not going to pay whatever it is a month for that. I've got the back catalogue. I've got the Clone Wars on DVD, digital download, whatever. I've got them all. The one thing, though, I think we do need to celebrate, and they said it, is that the third episode of The Mandalorian was the first one directed by Deborah Cho.
Hi, Paul Blake here, Greedo from Star Wars A New Hope, and you're listening to Fanther Tracks.
And that's, of course, also something you're really interested in because, I mean, she's the one who's going to do Obi-Wan.
Correct. So I would say that will have been under a lot of scrutiny by everybody. You know, how is she going to play it? Where is she going to take it? Mm. Again, I've seen spoiler bits of it, but I haven't necessarily seen it all. But again, according to everything you see that people are talking about on all the social media, it's a favourable episode.
Yeah, I think definitely from what I see, just seeing people's reaction, they loved the first episode, and then it was like, yeah, second episode, and then third, oh, we'll love it again.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems really good.
Mm. I'm just disappointed that they couldn't get it globally released all at the same time.
I can't, and you can't understand why.
Are you going to buy Disney Plus because it's got Resistance? Clone Wars?
Well, at this moment, I mean, I haven't seen all of Clone Wars, and I haven't seen it in a couple, and I've had a chance for a couple of years, and that means that I'm not going to buy Disney Plus when it's released, just to see something that I haven't missed for a couple of years. So, at this moment, I'm not sure. Maybe for season 2 of Mandalorian. Maybe that's when I go in and buy. I don't need to get it before that, if I have already seen The Mandalorian in other ways, and I don't feel like the urge to get it. I mean, eventually I am going to get Disney Plus because they have other things than Star Wars as well, but I don't feel like I need to have it the moment it's released because that ship has sailed for Disney Plus for me.
Yeah. And I think probably everybody in Europe's probably feeling the same way as us.
Yeah.
I don't think they've started filming Obi-Wan Kenobi yet. I'm not sure.
No, I don't think so.
No. Although they've started filming season 2 of The Mandalorian, But yeah, so we're not bitter and twisted about it, are we?
No, not at all. But it is also, as we should say for everyone posting spoilers for Mandalorian, we will see the films before you.
Yeah, The Rise of Skywalker will be seen by us before any of you. Be careful what you post.
I will see it in the afternoon on the 18th, which means that it's sometime early in the morning, the 18th US time.
Yeah. I think sometime late evening on the 18th, just in time for them to wake up, have their cup of coffee, and I'm going to do the Bart Simpson.
Yeah.
You know when he walks down past the line?
Yeah.
I didn't know he was his father. Yeah, be careful. There's a brilliant meme of it.
Yeah. It's been shared a lot.
Yeah. Be careful. Be careful, America. We're coming to get you. Well, at least for 6 hours anyway, and then that'll be that.
I had nothing to do with it.
I'm looking forward to The Rise of Skywalker. I know you're no trailers.
No trailers. I mean, I saw the first trailer at Celebration, and I saw the second one as well, but now I feel like, nah, I'm no more trailers, because I think I've seen enough to, like, show me something of what's happening, but I don't want to see too much. It's less like before the prequels, before episode 2 and 3, then I was totally spoiler-free. I didn't even see the trailers back then. Now I can see the first trailers, but now I feel like, no, I don't want to know.
Oh, I've been watching them. I have to say, I won't go online and look for spoilers. Apparently, a third of The Rise of Skywalker was dropped on the internet, the actual film, and then was taken off again within 10 minutes. Could you imagine how quickly that went down?
Yeah.
But they released one yesterday, and nothing terribly new, but a couple of really good clips of, like, closer shots of things. Yeah. Do you do the posters? Do you look?
Yeah,
at the,
yeah.
So have you seen?
Those are unavoidable.
Yeah, yeah. So there's the European poster, which has confirmed that Porgs are in the Rise of Skywalker, and that then coincided with Build-A-Bear doing Build-A-Porg.
And have you seen the Star Wars Advent Calendar, the Lego one?
Yes.
A lot of porgs, both in drumstick form and on Christmas tree. They're like, oh, I was so close on buying it, but like...
Well, I'm going to say that Sophie was given the choice of a Harry Potter Advent Calendar or a Star Wars Advent Calendar. And proud mummy moment, she went for the Advent Star Wars calendar.
Yeah.
So we will be doing a Advent calendar opening a day, posting it onto Instagram TV via Fantatracks. And why? Why did she do it?
Porgs.
Santa Porg.
Yes. I mean, they are so cute.
Yeah.
But it's also like, oh, you have this little cute Santa Porg and then you have the drumstick Porg.
Well, she has requested. It's the fact that Luke Skywalker's carrying the big fish.
Yeah.
I'm looking for it. That's my day. I've told Sophie when that comes up. That's my day.
But it definitely feels like this is a calendar. They have not made it for the kids. They have made it for the grown-ups.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. I am wholeheartedly with you in that one. And it's quite funny because then Sophie sees the Build-A-Porg. So we have now on our Christmas list got the Build-A-Porg. And it is going to have a Santa hat.
Yeah, of course.
It's going to have the sound. So it comes with three. If you buy the sound bit, it has three different porg sounds in it. She wants it to smell of strawberries. And she wants a beating heart.
Aww.
Yeah, so that's on her Christmas list, and she wants it with a Santa hat and a Santa suit.
Yeah, I'm one of her now from The Rise of Skywalker, since the porgs will be there. I'm really hoping for a revival of all the porg stuff, because yeah. I love the porgs.
Yeah, I think they're brilliant. They take over our... Sophie has them all over our house. She's got... T-shirts, the bottom of... I love this cup. This cup you get in celebration. When you drink your tea, there's a baby porg in the bottom of it. Yeah, it's cute. Hold on. When I finish it, I'll show you.
Yeah.
That's something we've managed to get over here, which is really quite good.
Hey, man, it's me, Kevin Smith, Star Wars fan, Fantatrax fan.
There's two things going to be released that haven't been officially released yet. They're rumoured. The new Samsung S10 Kylo Ren phone.
Yeah. That one looks good.
That looks great. And I'm an Apple person. I would turn to the dark side of Samsung simply for that.
Thankfully, I won't turn for the dark side. I do use Samsung phones, but I'm a light sider at heart. So, but yeah, it looks good.
It's good. It's going to...
Why haven't they made a droid phone?
They will do. Like, they will do. They're only teasing with the Kylo Ren, yeah, aren't they? They are. There's no way they're not going to do more than phone.
That's the obvious thing. Do a droid phone.
Yeah, exactly. They will. They will definitely. There'll be a Rey or a droid or C-3PO or something. There's got to be something like that.
C-3PO shouldn't be too far off from... I mean, they do have all these gold-coloured phones, so... It shouldn't be too hard to make it.
No, and he seems to... C-3PO seems to be tugging at everybody's heartstrings, yeah, certainly in that first trailer.
Yeah.
I think he's got a role to play. I think he'll be included in it. And then if you so really, really wish and desire, you can buy a Porsche. Images coming all over the place now for it. The girls from Fangirls Going Rogue, they went to the Porsche place in Los Angeles with Andy Gutierrez from the Star Wars show and had a go on it, which was quite good.
Will they be available for you? I'm thinking, like, do they do them for both left and right side driving, or do they just do...
Well, you would think it's a German car.
Yeah.
So it'll do it. European would be okay.
Yeah.
The Brits probably won't, because we're right-hand drive.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you have a spare, what is it? 100,000?
Yeah.
Spare.
Exactly what I need.
Yeah, I know what I need. I'll go and buy a Porsche.
Yeah.
But the other one that's rumoured...
It probably doesn't come winter attire like we have our cars here. Like, you need a heater in it, you need to have studded tyres. I'm pretty sure they won't have that.
Do you have a heated steering wheel in your car?
No, I don't. Well, I don't even have a car, but no, it's not the common. But you do have a heater for the motor, so it's so you can plug it in and it's warm. You need to have that for it to start in the winter.
What temperature would it drop to?
Well, now it's been quite a normal winter. You definitely count on a couple of days to minus 20 Celsius. I mean, the coldest I've been to, but it's been a couple of years ago since you can drop it down to minus 30. So then the car won't start unless the motor is heated before you start it.
Yeah,
so.
You're stuffed, basically.
Yeah.
So, well, then, speaking about...
And usually European cars also have... Their batteries can't stand the cold here,
no.
So you have larger batteries in the cars here as well.
This is Desert Planet Discs. Coolest sounds this side of the Moss Eisley.
Speaking of keeping warm in winter, Columbia are this week releasing coats. I have the Leia jacket.
And it looks good.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah.
It's great. It's so warm. I wore it in Chicago when it was really cold. They've dropped a light side, dark side trailer. So
probably Kylo and Rey inspired.
Well,
like
I'm probably going to say because of the Rise of Skywalker.
Yeah.
They've done everything, haven't they? They've done The Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah.
They've done
that was the
jacket.
Classic.
They've done Han's jacket. They've done the crew jacket.
And I'm guessing like this is the year
they did
when
Rogue
they,
One
they,
too, didn't they?
Yeah.
They did the Rogue One jacket.
Yeah, but they really need to capitalize on everything with the sequels now.
Yeah.
Because then you'll see in a couple of years how well they will fare with Kylo and Rey stuff compared to like the classic Han and Leia and Luke.
Yeah.
So this is the year when we'll see a lot of.
The thing about the old original trilogies and the prequels is they're classics now in the sense that you recognise, you know, the Amidala hair, the Amidala dress with the... You know, the red one.
But that's still not something they have really capitalized on for clothing. I mean, they could use so much design from the prequels. So I'm hoping with, like, when the hype for the sequel die down a bit, it's like, come on now, give us some prequel stuff.
I think what they'll do is probably when Disney Plus comes into its own and there's not a film, because there's not a film scheduled for until 2021. I think that what they'll have to do is capitalise on the remakes of the prequels, really.
Hi, I'm Neil Ellis, and I get my Star Wars news from Fantatrax.
Schaefer,
yeah.
Pensat, more stationery for me to buy.
Yeah.
I'll buy stationery.
I always lose my pencils and pens and stuff, so it's no use for me buying stuff that's expensive.
No, I didn't buy the cross pens.
Mm.
Well, they were like, that's all right, £18.
Yeah.
That'll do. That doesn't really, so they've got £18 for a pen. What have they got? They've got an R2-D2, Yoda, BB-8, Darth Vader, Death Star, Kylo Ren, Luke. You'll like that one. Luke Skywalker's X-Wing.
Ooh, yeah, that one's nice.
Yeah.
That's a really nice pen.
But the thing about it is as we talk now, it's just more and more and more and more. It's a real serious ramp up, isn't it?
Yeah.
leading up to obviously what's going on. Anthony Daniels is doing his book tour. Is he coming over to Sweden?
I haven't seen anything about that, so no, I'm guessing not.
No. He's all over the show here. Yeah. He was in Scotland. Paul McHugh saw him. But he's been hitting the circuit quite a lot. And I tell you who else has been hitting the circuit. Naomi Aki.
Okay.
Who's playing Janna.
Yeah.
In The Rise of Skywalker. She has a new programme out over here. Very dark comedy. I can't say the title because it's got the F word in it. But it's brilliant. If you are into very dark humour, this is the show you're looking for. Mm. She's getting asked about Star Wars and what's her role in it. And she's definitely gone to the Lucasfilm Limited school of, I'm not giving anything away. Unlike, who was it gave away the plot line in Rogue One? Didn't he say it at Celebration?
Yes, yeah.
He dies and I cry or something like that. That's it, you're off the tour. No more. Yeah, so she's doing the tour at the minute.
But it's very interesting as well, what's going to happen now after The Rise of Skywalker. As I said, no films for a while. How will they keep up? Or do a lot of these merchandise come now because they really want to cash in on the current interest and they aren't sure what will happen?
Mm.
I mean, and I think it will depend a lot of how well The Mandalorian does. Does that mean that Disney now will go more towards TV series? There might not even be a lot of more films. So,
well, with the announcement that those two guys from Game of Thrones aren't going to do their trilogy.
No.
You know, that's a big blow in a way for films.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm quite happy to sit and watch a box set, you know, download it all down and sit and watch it. I don't mind that. Maybe it's my age. But I think in this day and age, it seems to be that way. It seems to be, people seem to be going towards the Netflix, Disney Plus, Amazon Prime way of it. I think for us,
HBO.
It just feels that's the future.
But I also think that will be a problem now with so many streaming services. You can't pay for them all. It's like, it was like when Netflix came, it was like, yeah, I get Netflix. That's what I get. And I was like, yeah, and then you should get this and this and this and this and this, and you can't continue. I can't pay for that many streaming services, so.
And actually, we forgot about Apple TV as well. That's another one that's come up.
So it will be interesting to see what happens. Like, does it mean that some will consolidate and you will get fewer, or will you keep on having all of these, but people might actually start buying, like, the boxes of TV series because it's still cheaper to buy a box than it is to, like, pay for the service for a couple of months.
It's an interesting one. It seems very fragmented at the minute. It was very consolidated. Certainly in Europe, it was consolidated in that it was, well, we have, how we do it is we have terrestrial television, Freeview, then we have Sky, and then we had Virgin. And you could get all those things across it. And even now, I can get Netflix on my Sky. It can be paid as part of my package. But then HBO are now doing things in conjunction with the BBC, His Dark Materials being one of them.
Yeah, I'm bitter that I would love to be able to stream BBC, but they are landlocked to the UK, so I can't do that because there are so many BBC shows I would love to see.
And the His Dark Materials is superb. I'm not going to lie, it is. It's got that sort of quintessential BBC feel to it. Mm. We're digressing, but it's got that quintessential BBC feel to it, but with that Game of Thrones touch that HBO seems to bring. It's a good one, really and truthfully.
Hello, I'm Warwick Davis, and you're listening to Fanthatrax.
What's going to happen in the next 2 weeks, 3 weeks?
Personally, I need to remake The Force Awakens Leia if I want to bring it to the premiere. So,
and are you going down to Stockholm to support?
No, I'm staying here in Falun, actually. But nowadays we do have two members of the Nordic Legions here, so we are going to troop at our very small local cinema.
Nice. That's a good idea. I'm debating because obviously they're not doing the big charity premiere there. that was quite funny. They had a competition where you entered and it told you the date and the time of the European premiere. And then it was pulled very quickly. But we all entered it. And Cineworld ran this competition. And then the date and place of the premiere was pulled, but it said win tickets to the premiere. So it's on the Wednesday. So I don't work on a Wednesday. So I think I'm going to go down, get the train down early in the morning, about 7, see if I can get into the fan zone.
Yeah.
Bring my poster with me. Be a little bit different to the last one.
Yeah.
I'm quite happy to do that. And then jump on the train back up again, because they'll all come out about 6. And then I'll head up, jump on the train, head back up to Cove. I have booked the triple bill.
Oh.
I did book the triple. Mm. To get to see it in the IMAX screen, you had to book the triple bill.
Okay.
Which was a bit of a bugger, but yeah. I don't mind. So I'll not, if I go down to London, I'll not see the first two.
No.
I'll not cry about that.
No.
But I'll be there for the midnight showing.
No, as I said, we get it on, the first showing here is in the afternoon on Wednesday, so I'm going to see it then.
Nice.
And that was also a thing, like, in the years previously, when I've gone down to Stockholm, it has also been some stuff the evening before, like a VIP premiere, but this time we haven't heard anything about it, so yeah. I didn't feel like signing up going to Stockholm just for showing up at a regular cinema. And since, I mean, I'm not the biggest fan of the sequels. I'm excited because it's Star Wars, but I'm not super excited about them, so I'm fine with just seeing them here in my small local cinema.
Yeah, well, I think this is probably because me going to Celebration is looking rather doubtful. I think that's why I'll try and get down to London and see if I can do it for the day. But, you know, we'll just have to take it as it comes. But we'll see. I'm looking forward to seeing how the Skywalker...
It will be emotional because it will be the end of the Skywalker saga.
No matter
how it ends, it will be the end.
And it will be a bit of fan service, I think, this last one.
A lot.
I think JJ is going to do a lot of fan service. He did a lot of fan service in The Force Awakens.
Yeah.
Rian Johnson then took it in a completely different tangent. But mind you, JJ Abrams was part of that process, so he knew. Colin Trevorrow, is that how you say his name?
Yeah, I think so.
Hey, he's getting a credit for the story, part of the story credit for The Rise of Skywalker. Which I think is a nice touch.
Yeah, I think my main issue is the fact that this was supposed to be Leia's film.
Yeah.
And it won't be.
No.
For a lot of reasons, it won't be the same as it should have been when they started the films. It makes me a bit, hesitant about it. How are they going to actually be able to finish this up when it was supposed to be Leia's film?
Well, I think it's just going to be probably a bit of lip service to Leia at the start.
Yeah.
She'll go, disappear, do whatever, and then it'll just become a Star Wars film with Rey, Finn, Poe finding Lando at some point and going that way. You can't always get what you want.
No. So. And I know this is like swearing in church, but this is why I would actually have preferred to have a recast Leia, so that the character Leia would get her full story arc that you won't get now. But I know a lot of people would. I totally understand why they didn't dare do it, because Carrie Fisher is Leia. But story-wise, I would really have liked to see her get the full story for the character.
I don't think I would necessarily have minded it. I don't think I would have, to be fair. I don't think that I would have minded it if they'd have chosen the right actress, obviously. But I just think they just should have killed her off in The Last Jedi. Why not go the whole hog? They had the perfect opportunity in that scene where she was sucked out. There was no benefit in bringing her back. She didn't add anything to the story in that sense, except for the ceremonial handing over to Poe at the end.
Yeah.
That could have been done another medium because actually she wasn't, there wasn't really that much interaction between her and Luke. There wasn't any interaction. She lay on that bed. Big deal.
or between her and Ray.
Yeah, none of that was there. And I'd have been happy if she hadn't have been in it, because now I'm a bit more full of angst about what, as you say, what are they going to do with her character?
What material do they actually have from The Force Awakens that they are saying they are going to reuse? So,
well, there is the clip of the lightsaber that was used. Do you remember in the teaser drop in, was it Anaheim?
Yeah.
And it was definitely her hand because it was the ring. Oh, I don't know.
I'm pretty sure that in the original plan we might have actually seen Leia as a Jedi. No, there's no way there's such a photo.
No, I was talking about it with the guys when we were at MCM, and they were dead against Leia being a lightsaber wielding Jedi Knight. I kind of agree with them. I think she's
she's a politician.
She's a politician. She's her mother's daughter, and she's force.
Rather, I've always seen her. She's her father's daughter. If she took up a lightsaber, she's much more likely to go to the dark side than Luke would ever.
Yeah, I think you're probably right.
She's a much more impulsive, and I see a lot more of Anakin than Padme.
Fiery.
She's
got
up to act as Padme, but really her personality is much more like Anakin.
Yeah, feisty, angry, opinionated. Yeah, I've never thought about it like that before. That's quite good, actually. I quite like that. But yeah, I don't know. There is my one hesitation about the film.
Yeah.
Has been since Carrie Fisher passed away. I'm not quite sure where it's going. And if
I say the trailer, as I said, I haven't seen the latest trailers, but what I've seen, it has made me intrigued. There are some things I'm really curious about, but they haven't really been able to make me feel like, yes, this is going to be great.
Yeah.
And that is because, for me, the important thing is, how are they going to finish Leia's arc?
At least Luke, although everybody was against it, he died a noble way.
I mean, I don't understand how people could get upset about it. It's just like with Han. It's when they announced the sequels and that Harrison Ford and all the old gang was going to go back, it was over. Yes, you bring them back so you can kill them off. So, yeah. I mean, I wasn't upset when Han died because I thought it was so obvious. I wasn't upset when Luke died because, yes, it was obvious this was going to happen. And for that reason, it's probably obvious that Leia is going to die in The Rise of Skywalker. But is she going to do it in a way that's true to her character, or just, oh, she died?
Yeah. Well, it's certainly not going to be in the yellow, in the crawl beforehand, is it? It's not going to be Princess, unless it is flashbacks. It could be.
Yeah, we don't know about the time frame, so.
No, so it could be 10 years after, blah, 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 or whatever it is, two years.
We should maybe just reiterate, we don't know about this. I'm spoiler-free, this is just pure speculation.
Absolutely, this is just two women having a good old guess about what it's... And I haven't read any of the books. I am literally reading between the lines and inventing it in my own head.
Yeah, and I feel like a lot of what we are talking about is not so much about leakage of the story. It's more what have they been able to do with the production and what do we know of the production.
I don't envy anybody doing it. And I think it was a particularly brave move of them to keep Leia in it. Is it a move I'm looking forward to? No, it's not. I am looking forward to the film immensely, but I'm not looking forward to the story arc of Leia. I truly hope it's not going to be weak, because there again, there will be the whole Padme bit at the end. She died of a broken heart. What a load of bollocks. Oh, pardon me, she probably shouldn't be swearing, but it is, you know. And then that comes back to what you were saying about The Mandalorian and its lack of women in it. It's when you think long and hard about things, I think, then you sort of go deeper into the whole psyche of
it. Do you mean us as Star Wars fans think too deep about this? I've never heard of such a thing.
Oh yeah, it's just like The Mandalorian has managed, mind you, to pull most of the fan base together.
Yes.
most
of those who have seen it. You still have the ones who are upset that they can't see it.
Yeah, us. It seems to be gelling everyone together. So maybe that's the way forward. Maybe they'll just keep it at that bit.
And I think that's the thing when you make it as a series, a TV series or a streaming service or whatever, you have a chance, like, if you look at it, if you get one episode that's not so popular with a certain group of the fans, they might not like the next one because you can change and you can have different tones and different elements in different episodes, so you can please everyone in a way that you really can't with a film.
Well, listen, shall we draw it to a close?
Yeah.
We've talked about Star Wars shopping.
Yep.
Star Wars films, Star Wars TV. It can't get much better than that, to be fair, can it?
A nice evening talk.
I know, it's just lovely just to sit and chat about it. Yeah. And just, we hope you've enjoyed us rambling on and talking about it. If you have any comments or anything that you would like to ask or have on the next show, just tweet us at FanthaTrax or message us on Instagram, Twitter or Facebook at FanthaTrax. We'll do our very best to come up with everything. But I think for the next couple of episodes, it really is, what can we buy? What are we going to watch?
And what did we think about The Rise of Skywalker?
And I think probably the next episode won't be out until the new year, because our next episode is due out on New Year's Eve. If we can get everybody together for a quick screaming conflab, I think we should.
Yes.
But if we don't, and you don't hear from us again until January, a very happy new year. And may 2020 bring us all great joy. And if not, we'll hopefully see you beforehand. We might do a quick flash Planet Leia update.
Yeah.
But I hope you've enjoyed listening to Johanna and I talking all Star Wars, shopping, clothes, films and TV.
Films. Yeah.
For now, thanks very much for listening. Hopefully, we'll be chatting again soon after The Rise of Skywalker. Thanks very much. We love you.
You know.